On the Red River Farm Network, our coverage from the National Strip Tillage Conference is presented by Environmental Tillage Systems Soil Warrior. The National Strip Till Conference continues with a full day of seminars and breakout sessions in the Bloomington, Illinois area. ETS Soil Warrior Regional Sales Manager Tanner Schultz says return on investment is a major driver when transitioning to strip tillage.
When guys talk about return on investment on a very expensive piece of machinery, a lot goes into that equation. You know, they're considering taking away the bulk spreading pass from the co-op and the incorporation, multiple tractor passes, a lot of multiple tractor hours, and that's ultimately kind of what's selling them on that. Now, aside from that return on investment, just in that very small category, they're getting benefits of soil health and minimal disturbance, wind protection, soil aggregation, soil health, water infiltration, warming characteristics that are going to be satisfactory for a spring plant too.
Cutting costs is a major component of ROI.
It could be as easy as trying to manage fertilizer costs, which is a very, very big part of the budget on the farm. Many of these guys will come and say, well, can I use less fertilizer? How do I manage that? How am I getting the most bang for my buck on that fertilizer placement? And when you talk about placing fertilizer that our strip till machine does, they're ultimately getting the full effect of that fertilizer because it's incorporated, because it's where that plant is ultimately going to be planted, and it's going to be available there for uptake. As far as starting to look at using less, there isn't any other system out there in the world that will boast that. You know, using less fertilizer to grow a comparable crop, well, boy, why wouldn't I do that?
Sorry.